Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bart, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
You know, I went to school in Carbondale, lived in Edwardsville for a while, so I know a little bit about Southern Illinois. Where are you exactly?
So the health department is located in Murfreesboro, but our two vaccination sites are in Carbondale.
I see. At the arena there?
Yeah, the SIU Arena, also known as the Banterra Center, and then also at the Carbondale Civic Center.
Do I understand correctly that you're doing walk-ups? Does that mean an appointment is or is not necessary?
Well, starting yesterday, we've begun adding some walk-in availability to those clinics where we don't have all of the appointments filled. So we're not doing walk-ins every single day, but we are designating certain days when we don't have appointments completely filled for walk-in availability.
So the post I saw had yesterday, today, and Saturday. Are there still walk-in availabilities for today and Saturday?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But the other thing I would add would be that it's really easy to make a vaccination appointment with us through our website. So we prefer appointments, and that will get you through the line faster. And again, they're easy to do, but we are adding that walk-in availability just to make sure that we're vaccinating as many people as we can every day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's quite different here in Chicagoland. So maybe, though, if somebody's going to make the six-hour drive to Murfreesboro or Carbondale, maybe six and a half.
Yeah, they have indeed been making that drive every single day. We have people coming from Chicago and northeastern Illinois down to Carbondale to get their vaccination. And, you know, we have people telling us every day, I got up at 3 a.m., I drove down, I got my shot, I drove back up.
So I don't want to tell people to do that. They get all the way down there, and then you say, well, we've run out of our allotment for today. So maybe best WGN Radio listeners make an appointment online, right?
I would recommend that, yes. If you're driving all that way, I would recommend having an appointment. Again, it's very easy through our website, which is jchdonline.org, to make an appointment. You will be able to see what vaccine we are offering at each of those sites each day, so you'll know what you're getting before you come, whether it's the single dose Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna.
I want that single dose J&J if I'm going to drive all the way down.
That seems to be the opinion of most people that are coming that far. Yeah, they want to make one drive and that's it.
Can I register for that one then?
Yes, yes, you can do that. It's clearly labeled on our site as to what vaccine we're offering at each site each day.
Okay, Jackson County Health Department, so jchdonline.org, jchdonline.org. We've ramped up pretty well. It is so much better by the day here in Chicago, and yet we still have 70-year-olds who haven't got the vaccine and have no idea when they're going to get it. So it's not, I think, super efficient statewide. But if I could go online to jchdonline.org and be guaranteed that I would get a slot when I got down there, and I could get that one shot and come back, I might even stay overnight and eat at a restaurant. But that might be worth their while for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid by the economic development folks here, but yeah, if people want to come down and spend a little money on our local economy, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Well, anything else I should know? I mean, it sounds that simple to me. Anything else that you would pass along to our listeners if they're going to do this?
Just that they do need to be eligible according to the phases in the Illinois vaccination plan, which I know is slightly different than the city of Chicago. So just be sure that you are eligible to be vaccinated before you make that drive.
But I believe that for the Johnson & Johnson, one of them you got to be over 16, one of them you got to be over 18. But,
correct.
But well, that would be most of our listeners that are going to make the drive. There's nothing else, right? I don't need to have a pre-existing condition. If I'm over 16 for, I think it's, can you help me out on that?
Sure, yeah. 16, it's Pfizer. 18 and over can only get Johnson & Johnson or Moderna. But they, you do need to be eligible at this point under, you know, phase 1B, 1B plus, or with the additional ones that they're adding this week, which were the government workers, higher education, and media. And then next week, the eligibility expands to construction trades, religious leaders, and restaurant workers.
Will you be doing these sorts of walk-ups or online sign-ups next week as well?
Oh, well, we shall see. We're, like I said, we're only doing them on days where our appointments don't fill up. If you're reaching a wide audience today who's going to come down and book up all of the appointments, then maybe we won't have as many walk-in availabilities.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to rob Peter to pay Paul, but my attitude is an arm, and if somebody in Chicago wants to sign up online, drive down and get it, are you okay with that?
I am okay with that. You know, our mission here is to vaccinate Illinois residents. Of course, my main goal is to vaccinate those that live here in southern Illinois.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to fill up the appointments, then by all means, come on down and we'll get you vaccinated.
Okay. Hey, listen, nice to talk to you. I'll tell you what, Bart, maybe we'll visit with you next week and see how it's going. I don't mean to, as I say, to keep anybody in southern Illinois from getting what they need, but it sounds like they are. And if a few Chicagoans want to sign up and make the trip downstate, get it and come back, I'm going to support that too. Bart Hagston is the administrator at the Jackson County Health Department. You're going to SIU Carbondale if you do this, and it's a lovely campus. It's a lovely place to be. Okay, Bart, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, John. Take care.